Idaho Matters from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. I'm Gemma Gaudette. When it comes to making memories, there's no better place to do so than summer camp. But for children with medical conditions like cancer, this experience can feel out of reach, which is why the work that Camp Rainbow Gold does is so incredibly important. For more than 40 years now, the nonprofit has been creating opportunities for kids who are diagnosed with pediatric cancer to just be kids. And now, as demand for the organization's services continues to grow, the nonprofit has plans to add 6 new cabins at the state's first medical camp. So joining us now to talk more about this effort are Elizabeth Lisberg, CEO of Camp Rainbow Gold, as well as Easton Brown, one of the campers, and Easton's mom, Paige Brown. I want to welcome all of you to the program.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Hi. So Elizabeth, let me start with you. For folks who aren't familiar, can you tell us a little bit about Camp Rainbow Gold and how it got started?
You did an excellent summary of it. It started because a young man went to his doctor and he was looking kind of down. And Dr. David McCluskey out of Twin Falls said, "What's wrong?" And he said, "I don't get to go to camp." And he said, "Why not?" And he said, "Because I have cancer." And it was at that moment that Dr. McCluskey knew that that just was not right. That's just not how it should be. And with that, he got a small grant and took a few kids camping. And it's grown over, as you mentioned, 40 years into this year-round program that supports the entire family, not just the child with cancer. And we do so and are most known for our summer camps at our new property that we bought, Hidden Paradise, back in 2019, and hosting our camps and trying just to give them a chance to come and just be a kid. And like you said, have fun riding horses, playing games, all those exciting things that we enjoy at camp.
So Easton, you go to camp. Can you tell me what is your favorite thing about camp?
I really like, I have this one friend that I went through treatment with. And I really like that I get to see him there. And I really like the horseback riding, too.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So, Paige, as a parent, how does it feel to have these opportunities for Easton and other kids like him?
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, it's something you can't put a price on. It's hard to explain what it means to us as parents, not only for Easton to be able to have the opportunities to go be with other kids who have gone through exactly what he's gone through, being the cancer kiddo, but also for his brother Nolan, who went to his first sibling camp when he was 6, right after Easton finished treatment, and just for him to get to also be around kids who have gone through the same exact thing. And just to be a kid and be able to connect on a level that he won't be able to with many others because they just haven't been through it. And then the family camps are just the same. It's just being able to connect with people who understand exactly how you're feeling and exactly what you've been through.
Elizabeth, why is it so important to not just have the camp for these kiddos who are dealing with cancer? But as Paige said, I mean, for their siblings to have a camp, for the whole family to go to camp.
You know, the sibling camp is near and dear to my heart. Many years ago, before we had the sibling camp, I was checking kids off the bus that were coming to visit. The siblings were coming to visit. And one of them said, "I wish I had cancer so I could have this much fun." Oh. And that's just a statement that no child should have to say. And so we started researching it, and to no fault of the parents are doing the best they can to get through such a devastating situation. But oftentimes the sibling is missing out on so much, birthday parties and different. We hear about families that just have to stay isolated for years in order to protect the child with cancer. And we learned that the siblings have more long-term psychosocial impact. So early drug use, teen suicide, teen pregnancies, those kinds of things because of this diagnosis. And that just that just grabbed at our hearts, and we said we have to do something about it and started our sibling camp. And it is one that is full. We have to turn down kids every year, and it is extremely impactful. And you can talk to Nolan even and the siblings, and they just tell you how much it means to them to come here and have someone that understands without saying a word.
Mm-hmm. Paige, talk to me a little bit more about that part of it with your son, Nolan, who is the sibling that didn't have cancer, but I mean, you know, experienced this entire experience. So what was it like for him the first time he came home from sibling camp?
Yeah, I mean, as Elizabeth said, it's so hard when you're going through this with the child that has cancer. You have to pour so much into it, and it is draining. And the sibling really kind of gets the short end of the stick as far as there's so much put on them. There's so much they are pushed to grow up faster. Like I said, Nolan was 6 when Easton was diagnosed, and he really became a rock in our family, which no kiddo should have to do at 6 years old. But to go through something where he understood that his brother may potentially not live. And when we got the opportunity for him to go to sibling camp, I was extremely nervous about it, sending my 6-year-old off for a week. But we had gone to family camp a little bit before that. We got to know some of the counselors and the staff, and they're just so amazing. And I had no problem sending him for a week. And when he came home, it just lit up my heart, because you could see that youthfulness in him had come back. I had one of the counselors who was there, who I'm still really good friends with, said how much he just played and was goofy and just got to be a kid and was loved on and spoiled and just got to let loose and not be responsible for a week. And it meant so much to me. So when I talk about Camp Rainbow Gold, I will emphasize the sibling camp as much as I love everything that the organization provides, the sibling camp, because of what it did for us as a family and us as parents, and what it gave Nolan at that time was just so huge, and is something that I couldn't provide as a parent, but something I knew he needed so much.
So Elizabeth, I want to talk about Hidden Paradise itself for a moment, because it's Idaho's first medical camp. So tell us about the facility and why it's so important to have this particular facility.
Prior to having Hidden Paradise, we leased other campsites around Idaho. And for many years, for over 17 years, we were facing some challenges, including safety issues, medical facilities, and the most the one that we focused on the most was the fact that because of capacity, we would have to turn away kids and families. And so the organization decided back in 2014 to really look into what we could do to address these issues, because Camp Rainbow Gold is funded by this community. We are utilizing community support, and we wanted to make sure that it's secure forever. So we began a journey and looked for somewhere that we could move our camps to or host them differently. And a feasibility study returned telling us there's no medical camp in Idaho. There was not a facility that would meet what we were wanting to do. So in 2019, we found Hidden Paradise. It was a old shuttered golf course up here in Fairfield, Idaho. We purchased 172 acres, and it has buildings on site, but they are not ADA, and they have not been something that meets the needs of campers, your typical cabins where you have 12 bunk beds kind of scenario. And so we developed a master plan, and through the years of COVID and all of that, we've remodeled some of the buildings. We just did ribbon cuttings on some new buildings just this summer, and the kids got to utilize our brand new med shack. But we need more in order to meet the needs of Idaho's children fighting cancer. We need more cabins than what we have. And that is what we are just about a month out from making happen.
Well, that's so exciting. Before I let all of you go, Easton, I want to ask you one last question. What is the first thing you want to do when you get to camp?
I love arts and crafts, so I really like that. Or like just start talking to friends and just excited to see what's next.
Well, I hope you have a great time. And I want to thank all of you so much for taking time to talk with us about this. We've been talking with Elizabeth Lisber, CEO of Camp Rainbow Gold, as well as Easton Brown, who's one of the campers, and his mom, Paige. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Here at Shortwave Space Camp, we escape our everyday lives to explore the mysteries and quirks of the universe. We find weird, fun, interesting stories that explain how the cosmos is partying all around us. From stars to dwarf planets to black holes and beyond, we've got you. Listen now to the Shortwave podcast from NPR.